Tell me about this piece of equipment here.
A year and a half ago, electrical engineer Omran Al-Awayab took up arms to defend his neighborhood against Gaddafi forces.
This is aircraft, anti-aircraft. It's 14.5 mm. We got it from the Gaddafi forces in the front line.
Now he commands a part-time band of rebels who are still worried about their country's future.
Continue with the revolution. This is the main job, yeah. We are afraid to make bad country or lazy government or go back to the old government or the old country.
Al-Awayab leads a group of rebel commanders who feel that their uprising does not get the respect it deserves.
This is our war. This is Libyan war. We should believe in this war and take it as a history for us. Because we got the freedom from this war. But what I see now, the government trying to forget this war. No, this is our war.
The commanders want Gaddafi supporters out of the Libyan government and army, and they want immunity for anything rebel troops did during last year's eight-month uprising.
When we catch some soldiers, we was killing them. What can we do with them? We don't have a jail. We don't have a time to bother them. Yeah, they are enemy. If that was wrong, our war was wrong.
The commander says his group wants to work through politics, not violence. But 9 months under an unelected interim government have been frustrating.
The government is going slowly, so slowly. So many things can happen.
It has been a hard and unexpected journey for Omran Al-Awayab and his men, but lately they've been spending the long, hot summer days in mundane pursuits on makeshift bases. And while they've not been involved in any violent incidents, he admits anger has grown. With a new elected government set to take office soon, the commander counsels a longer view.
If we're going step by step, even if it's slowly, it's okay. But if we stop or going back, that's a problem.
Commander Al-Awayab says most rebels want to lay down their arms or join the army, but only after their key demands are met and only after they're sure the country is on a solid path toward democracy. Al Pessin, VOA News, Tripoli.